In the first lesson that we heard tonight, the C in church stands for called out people. In the second lesson, the H stands for head of the church. Now we're going to look at the letter U in church. Think for a moment. When you drive around, maybe even on the drive here, how many so-called churches did you see? How many churches are there? Tens, hundreds, potentially thousands? How many churches are from God? Most, if not all of you, know that there is only one true church that was established by God. So the U represents the uniqueness of the church, and we're going to focus on that tonight. The uniqueness of the church means that there is only one true church. Man can make up almost anything and call it a religion. For example, there's even a ridiculous religion called the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. This is a real thing that people follow. I'm not making that up. So what does the Bible say about this? God makes himself very clear. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 through 6. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 through 6, God lists several ones. The first one is found in verse 4. God says here that there is only one body. So what is the body? Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 through 23. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 through 23. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. This verse specifically tells us that the body is his church, not some other man-made religion. And also note that God says that the church, that it's the church, not the churches. Now let's put these two verses that we just read together. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4 says there is one body. And Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 through 23 states that the church is his body. Therefore, it's clearly teaching us that there is only one church, and that will never change. Jesus established his one true church on this earth. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. How many churches in this verse did he say that he would build? He only said one. He didn't say my churches. He said my church. Let's turn to Acts chapter 2, verse 47. Acts chapter 2, verse 47. It says, praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. In this verse, it says that the Lord added to the church. There was only one church for him to add to. Before Jesus died, he prayed for his followers. Let's turn to John chapter 17, verses 20 through 21. John chapter 17, verses 20 through 21. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they may also be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. He prayed that we may be one. So while the U in church stands for uniqueness, it also stands for unity. God didn't want more than one church, or for the church to teach different things. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10 is a very important verse. Let's turn there. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. Now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you may be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. God wants his people to speak the same thing. He doesn't and will never approve of divisions among the church. The world doesn't really want to hear this. It's not a very popular thing to teach, but we must teach only what the Bible says. It doesn't matter what man may say or what man may do. God's word never changes. His church is unique. When God says there is one church, that's the final word.